Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again to say hi to our political humorist and friend and buddy, an incredible talent. His name is Bill Melberg from Chicago. Bill!
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners. And Stevie, before I say anything else, let me add my own congratulations to you and to the entire Connect FM team. As you celebrate your first anniversary this week, I think you have a great station, and I'm very proud to be a small part of the Connect FM team myself, because it's a lot of fun being with both you and Diane every Friday morning.
Well, we thank you very much, Bill, and may I say how glad we are that you're part of our Connect FM team, and I sure have fun doing our skits with you every week, my friend.
Well, when we started out 1 year ago, and by the way, my first appearance on Connect FM was on December 10th of last year. Mm. But when we started out, I really wasn't sure what direction to take, although it occurred to me that it might be fun to do some skits every Friday morning, sort of like a sitcom. And I think that approach has worked out pretty good.
Yeah, I think so, too, William, and so do the listeners. In fact, quite a few people have told me how much they enjoy hearing our lighter look at the news every Friday, you know?
Well, I think one of the reasons they do enjoy it is because radio enables them to picture what they're hearing in their mind's eye. And that's a great thing for me as an impressionist, because our audience can imagine the characters I'm portraying as well as the scenes and the situations which we create each week.
And that's
part of what makes the skit so much fun.
Well, speaking of those skits, out of the 50-some shows I think we've done over the last year,
wow.
Do you have a favorite, I mean, over the last year, Bill?
Oh, gosh, Stevie, that's a little bit like asking you which one of your four kids you like best. You love them all.
Yeah.
And I've had fun doing each one of our shows, so I'd hate to pick one favorite. But some of them do stand out in my mind, like our phony AttackWatch.com ads and our Radio Obama special. And I also thought our April Fool's Day and Halloween shows were a lot of fun and a little bit different.
I like the bus ride one.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was good. And our border-to-border FM spoofs of the coast-to-coast AM show about the paranormal, we've had fun with that, right?
Yes, and you might recall that Al Gore talked about the giant command and control center that space aliens built under the Denver International Airport.
And about bovine flatulence causing global warming.
That too.
Yeah.
I bet you still haven't Googled the words aliens, Denver, International Airport.
I have not.
To check out some of the crazy conspiracy websites that come up when you do. Incidentally, speaking of Al Gore and space aliens, I'm also reminded of our Star Trek spoof
where we had
Al Gore in the role of Khan.
Yeah, will we be hearing the long-awaited sequel to the skit, The Wrath of Gore, perhaps this next year?
I think we might.
All right.
Meanwhile, some of the other shows I got a kick out of doing this year were our Jeopardy spoof.
Yep.
And our coverage of the Republican presidential debates.
Mm-hmm. And we all know who Bill Clinton's favorite Republican candidate is.
You betcha, Stevie and Diane. That would be Michelle Bachmann. She's a real standout in that group, and as long as Michelle Bachmann is in the race, Bill Clinton will keep watching her debate performances.
I also remember some of the lesser-known characters who popped up on our programs from time to time, like the day we talked about Superman renouncing his American citizenship in one of his comic books.
Ah, yes, that's when we heard from Daily Planet editor Perry White, Great Caesar's Ghost, and Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah. Gosh, golly, jeepers!
I'm kind of sorry that I forgot to include the late Andy Rooney on that show.
Right.
Although we did have Andy with us a couple of months ago just before he retired.
Right.
What would Mr. Rooney have said about Superman?
I think he might have said, "Hello, I'm Andy Rooney. Have you ever wondered why haven't we ever seen Superman and Clark Kent standing together, same time, same place? Have you ever wondered about that? And have you ever noticed how much Clark Kent would look like Superman if he removed his glasses?"
Actually, Bill, that might have been a funny bit for the real Andy Rooney to have done.
Right.
Yeah, I wonder if he ever Never thought about it.
Yeah.
Incidentally, speaking of lesser-known characters, I still remember your reaction, Stevie, when I told you that I was going to include Dr. Henry Kissinger
yeah.
in one of our skits. And you said, but nobody remembers Henry Kissinger. And even if they do, he's so boring. To which I replied, yes, and I'm going to make him even more boring. So boring that he'll be funny.
Right.
I remember Dr. Kissinger's commencement speech to the Miller G. Fillmore Middle School, in which he read the names of every country on Earth.
And all we heard at the end of that skit was this audio clip.
Yep.
The snoring sound.
Yeah, that was it. Speaking of audio clips, we played quite a few of them over the past year. Do you have any favorite audio clips from our skits, Bill?
Well, one clip in particular does come to mind. In fact, it's a very timely clip even today. And here it is, I think.
I don't believe there's any cloud that hangs over me.
Governor, well, getting back Governor, to that, can we...
I think there's nothing but sunshine hanging over me. Let me answer that. True question is, and by the way, I should say, if anybody wants to tape my conversations, go right ahead. Feel free to do it. I appreciate anybody who wants to tape me openly and notoriously, and those who feel like they want to sneakily and wear taping devices, I would remind them that it kind of smells like Nixon and...
Yeah. Watergate. That was former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who invited people to tape his conversations
yep.
just one day before he was arrested. That was 3 years ago.
Wow.
And former Governor Blagojevich will be sentenced this coming Tuesday.
Right.
And he'll probably tell the judge, go ahead and tape me openly and notoriously.
and of course, you also bring us a regular group of
sneakily.
Sneakily. Yeah, of course, you also bring us a regular group of characters every week, many of them politicians, and during the past year, we've all become familiar with characters such as...
Barack Obama,
yep.
Our current president.
Yep.
Bill Clinton, who you've already heard. George H.W. Bush, elder President Bush, number 41. George W. Bush, younger President Bush, number 43. Jimmy Carter, who, thanks to Barack Obama, is now our second worst president ever. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who went from the governor's house to the doghouse earlier this year. John McCain, the senior senator and senior citizen from Arizona. And Barney Frank, the congressman from Massachusetts.
If I can stop you there, Bill. Congressman Frank made the headlines earlier this week when he announced that he won't be seeking re-election next year. And we do have Congressman Barney Frank on our Connect FM hotline to tell us a little bit more about his decision not to run. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane. Good morning, Connect FM listeners, and congratulations to Connect FM on your first anniversary.
So what's the deal, Congressman? You've served 16 terms in the House of Representatives, more than 30 years. So why are you retiring?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I had expressed my decision to retire after one term already. I had already done that, but I decided to move up my retirement for two reasons. Reason one. I was redistricted, and I think the people of the new Massachusetts 4th Congressional District should probably have a new congressman. Reason two, I've been offered a fabulous opportunity to launch a new career in the motion picture industry.
Really? Didn't hear that.
Yes, we. In fact, Warner Brothers has asked me to co-star in a series of remakes featuring some classic musical comedies from 60 years ago. I recently did a scene for the first one. Would you like to hear a quip?
Yes, by all means. Incidentally, what's the name of the film?
Well, the film is called Robot Wabbit. It was originally released in December 1952, and I play an Indiana farmer who has a problem with pest control. We'll probably only be able to play a little bit of this, because I think we're running short of time. But I'll be the first character you hear after the introductory music. Here it is.
on a farm down in Indiana. For the sycamore trees where the Wabash breezes play. What a small red pine and for a yellow moon that shines.
That's Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd.
Yes. How I got the part of Elmer Fudd, I'll never know, but I'm totally thrilled and delighted to be going into show business.
Well, good luck, Congressman. We look forward to you joining us for the next Point Counterpoint segment with Senator McCain. Meanwhile, when we come back, political humorous. There I go.
You can say that again.
Political humorous.
Bill, for you to say.
Yeah, you. Bill Melberg will bring us another one of his favorite obscure Christmas songs. Coming up next, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. We are back with political humorous Bill Melberg. And Bill, with Christmas just 3 weeks away, do you have another one of our favorites, maybe a favorite obscure that you have, a Christmas song for us this morning? Last week, of course, we heard the Three Stooges singing, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we did hear that, Stevie. And this week's obscure Christmas song isn't really all that obscure. In fact, the song itself was one of Elvis Presley's biggest hits.
Oh.
And other stars have done it as well. But this particular version is sung by a different star, someone who Barney Frank and or Elmer Fudd might recognize. And here he is.
I'll have a blue at Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue. You're just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same there if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing right with your Christmas, I'll be a white, but I'll have a blue
Christmas.
Oh, baby, I'll miss you. Christmas.
Well, there you have it. Blue Christmas and sung by Porky Pig.
Yes. Actually, Porky was voiced by a fellow named Denny Brownlee, who did that great imitation of Porky Pig at a radio station Christmas party in Ocean City, Maryland, back in 1999, as I recall. And since we just heard Elmer Fudd a few minutes ago, I thought you'd all enjoy hearing Porky Pig, with apologies, of course, to our Elvis fans.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, it'll be a fascinating look ahead here in 2012, Bill, with all the presidential election material that'll be out there. You better be working on your Newt Gingrich. And
well, who knows? I mean, I had thought about working on my Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And then my Michelle Bachmann, and then my Rick Perry, and then my Herman Cain.
Right. Yeah.
So who knows how long my Newt will last.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what's amazing, you got Iowa caucuses in, 20-some days now?
Yeah.
I mean, boy, it's going quickly with Christmas here and everything else, the new year. You're going to have Iowa, then you got New Hampshire. It's amazing how fast this is all coming up on. And then I would think by March or so, we'll have a really good idea of where we're going to be with all of this. So it'll be good.
Also this is amazing how many front runners we've had.
It's just
the best.
It's like Romney and then the other guy, and then the other guy fades, and then Romney again, then the other guy. I don't know if Newt's makes Newt makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, Romney is the guy, though, who's always still standing.
Yeah, no, that's right. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to watch. Well, Bill, always a pleasure. It's been a great year. Always look forward to our segments every Friday morning with you, my friend.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and it's a great opportunity to kind of forget all the bad news, or at least look at it in a fun way each week.
Yeah, and I tell you, this is Chet Atkins. I interviewed him one time, too.
That would have been awesome.
Nice guy, and he could play. This is his Blue Christmas rendition.
Nice.
Bill Melberg, An Evening with the Presidents.com. Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Ask you well.
U of I alum, all-around great guy, Bill Melberg.